thank you all yet another time for being a part of our Bible study and prayer. It's been an honor to walk with you all through the book of Ephesians. We're going to be closing out the book of Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And in closing out the book of Ephesians, we are not done with the content or with the important truths that we're able to mine from the book of Ephesians. I encourage you to go back and kind of keep it on repetition in your life as you're going through finding out new truths that the Lord would have for you. But for the purpose of our discussion, we're going to kind of put a bow on our study in the book of Ephesians. And I have enjoyed every bit of walking through this with you and praying with you. It's just encouraged my heart. And we're going to start in verse 10 today of Ephesians chapter 6. And this is right before Paul does a great job of comparing the word of God to the armor of a Roman soldier. And to give you a background as to why he did that, at the time that Paul is writing this book, he is actually chained, handcuffed to a Roman soldier. And there is not a person that Paul does not get along with, that he can't make conversation with. And as he's making conversation with this Roman soldier, he's noticing the protections that are with the Roman soldier so that the Roman soldier can carry about his mission or carry about his task. And what the Lord does is, if our mind is set to always find the best out of every situation that we're in, God is always going to reveal to us a lesson, even in the most inopportune times. So while Paul is chained, he then is able to see how the word of God still relates to where he's at. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10, we'll be looking at verse 10 through 18, rather. And as we're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, we're going to start in verse 10, where Paul gives us instruction. He's then going to show us how to maintain that instruction from verses 13 through verse, I would say, 17. But he's going to tell us the purpose for his instruction in verse 18. So I want us to walk through this, and I want to show you what Paul does as he kind of begins the conclusion of his letter in Ephesians. It says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Here's the key in verse 12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. So this kind of helps keep things in perspective when problems arise, when conflict arises, that I'm not fighting that flesh and blood person that's on the other side of this conflict. I'm fighting demonic forces that are trying to distract me from doing what he asked me to do in verse 10, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Anything that comes outside of this word is a simple distraction that tries to take you away from your power source. So verse 13, and I absolutely love verse 13 because Paul lists out the different pieces of armor that we are to operate with. And so he says in verse 13, therefore put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Verse 14, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. And the belt of truth, he's looking at this belt on this Roman soldier, and he notices that the belt is what girds the loin. It girds the outfit of the Roman soldier, which allows him to move forward, maintain his weapons, but also keep his freedom of movement. Excuse me. And he then goes on to say that you and the body armor of God's righteousness, or in the King James says the breastplate of righteousness. And the breastplate of righteousness, so again, we have the belt of truth, which allows us to move freely, but it keeps our weapons intact. It then has the breastplate of righteousness, which is a guard to our heart, which allows us to move forward while under attack, but maintain our excellence of character. So when we're attacked, the temptation is to come out of character, to be different. But he's saying if we are to put on the armor of God, when we're under attack, we're able to keep it all together. We're able to have a breastplate of righteousness that allows us to protect our heart and maintain a quality character. It says, and also put on the shoes, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. So now in our shoes, we're going to be governed by, we're only going to move when we have peace. We're not going to move based off feeling. We're not going to move based off emotion. We're going to move based off of that clearance that comes from Holy Spirit. And it says, in addition to all of these things, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery darts of the devil. And he says, put on the salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So in all of these different elements, he boils it down to every facet of protection is all stemming from the word of God. So as I said before, Paul gives us instruction in the middle, or gives us instruction in the beginning, shows us how to maintain that instruction in the middle. But the purpose for his instruction is on the end of what we're reading in verse 18. And so he said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be mindful that the enemies that you're against are not flesh and blood, but these enemies are evil spirits sent to distract you from what the word of God has showed you. But the way that you stay protected is that you insulate yourself with the word of God. So having a daily regimen of the word of God is going to help you when, not if, when you find yourself under attack. But it's all for verse 18. It says, pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So I found this to be unique, that after all that Paul has discussed, it's centered on this ability to remain in prayer under any and every circumstance. This week's affirmation is, I will cultivate a prayer life that is constant, intentional, and unselfish. I will cultivate a prayer life that is constant, intentional, and unselfish. That is what we're fighting for when you find yourself under attack. The evil spirits do not want you having a robust, a comprehensive, a fully immersive prayer life. So the enemy will send things to distract you, to knock you off of your rhythm, to get you to be offended with God so that you don't talk to him. So the key is that I am going to stay girded in the word. The word is going to allow us to begin to see the character, the nature of God. It's going to have times where Holy Spirit is illuminating or causing the text to come alive so we can get the word that we need in the moment that we need it, so that we can stay fully protected from any attack, because every attack wants to cut off our connection to God, not God's connection to us, but our desire to connect directly to him. And so here's the goal, that we want to cultivate a prayer life that is constant, that is intentional, and that's unselfish. Verse 18, praying in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in prayers for all believers everywhere. I'm not sure which person said this, but just growing up and being in Bible school, I heard a quote that someone was asked, you know, do you pray an hour a day? And the person replied back and said, I don't know if I pray an hour a day, but I know I don't go an hour a day without praying. And so in different moments, in different pockets, you know, you don't have to wait till everything is just, you know, perfect. You know, even under your breath, begin praying, praying in the Spirit, praying in your known language, but making it so that every time you're moving, you're just saturating the day in prayer. You're activating, you're aware of all of the equipment that's there for you to help keep you strong and in the power of God's might. Because this war that we're facing, although people can be yielded and they can be used by the enemy, they are not our enemy. And we cannot lose sight, lose focus of what God has called us to do. Amen. Amen. That blessed my heart. I don't know if it blessed y'all. It blessed mine. And I'm looking forward to the coming days when we'll talk in the month of January on focus. We will spend 31 days in January praying. And so if you haven't signed up, just to let us know that you're partnering up with us in this prayer, you can go to theoutletcommunity.com/31days. Theoutletcommunity.com/31days. Honestly, if you go to theoutletcommunity.com, our website, 31 days is right there on the front of the page now, so you'll be able to click on it. I'm telling you, join us for the reading of the word. Join us in prayer. We're not making this too deep because the whole focus is I just need y'all praying. I need you to craft out moments in your day where you're taking pockets to pray and commit that first part of your year to God. I'm going to saturate this in prayer. I'm going to saturate this in your word. And I guarantee you, I'm saying this because I'm telling you what I know, y'all. When you commit to this, your life will not be the same. And quite honestly, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, all I want to see is your life go to the next level. That's everything that I do. Everything we do as a church is for your life to transform and go to the next level. So join us and let's go before the Lord today in prayer. So Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you for who you are and just how you've just unfolded your plan for our lives to us. You have divinely orchestrating our steps so that we could all meet, so that we could all continue in your word and grow in the knowledge of you. And so for every person who is watching, for every person who is listening, for every person who's joined in prayer right now, God, I thank you that we're all connected by your grace, by your spirit, in the unity of the faith, in the unity of the spirit, in oneness of heart and mind, Father. And so for all of the needs that are both spoken and unspoken, Lord, continue to cause us to know you more and more. Continue to cultivate in our heart a focus, a laser focus on who you are, on your wisdom, on your word, on your way. Lord, we bind any distracting force, we bind any distracting thing that tries to pull our mind, pull our resources away from what you've ultimately called us to do. Lord, let you arise and let any enemies, let all of them be scattered. And so God, right now I'm coming to you just as an open vessel, as a yielded vessel. So continue to speak to all of us, continue to give us instruction that we don't want to build our lives apart from you. We want to build them in sync with you. Lord, right now I'm praying for people who are experiencing any symptom of sickness and disease inside of their body, inside of their households, inside of their families. Father, we know that your word was sent to heal them, to help them, to grow them. Father, we say that in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We say there's a hedge of protection around them and their family as they travel, as they move throughout and carry about in life day to day. Father, give us wisdom, give us peace, give us insight, give us understanding. And we look forward, Lord, to the growing moments and days and times that we have with you. And we thank you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, God bless you all. I look forward to seeing you all on this upcoming weekend, as well as on next Monday, as we will be in the middle of 31 days of prayer. And that is an exciting time. So I look forward to seeing you all then. God bless.